Let us again start from the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Say the brachos, Omer, Oveis, Gvuros, Kedushas Hashem, the Koilel Malchiyos Himoem, the Einai Teikeya." He's not Teikeya by the Skoros Malchiyos, Kedushas Hashem v'Teikeyam. Zechaynis v'tekeya, shayfres v'tekeya, v'im avayda v'ido, obirches kehanim, divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. That's from the Dritva says, the Mishnah wants to tell us that's what's ma'akiv. This is ma'akiv in Shemayna Esra, even though they were ma'isev, zechayno, michamoicho, but that's not ma'akiv in the Shemayna Esra. Omale Rabbi Kive, imenei tekeya l'malchiyais, lomo hu maskir. If not Tekeya after Malchi, it's only after Kedushas Hayoyim, so why is he Maskir? Eloimer Ovis, Gvurais, Kedushas Hashem, the Koilel Malchi is in Kedushas Hayoyim, Melech HaKol HaOretz, Mekadish Yisrael V'yem HaZikorim, V'Tekeya, Zechaynes V'Tekeya, Sheifres V'Tekeya, V'Eimer Avoida V'Ido Abiches Kehanim. Omar loy Rabbi Kive, im einoi tekeya la malchiyes, lomo hu masker. If there's no tekeya for malchiyes, why is he masker? So the Gemara asks, lomo hu masker, rachmona omaritker. Is a mitzvah, rasmachte, about kaponim te, that we should say malchiyes. Ala lomo eser, lema teisha. Why do you say 10 psukim for malchiyes? That's what we're going to have later. The next Mishnah in Peirsin Meyasore Malchiyas, Lama Esa Lema Teisha Dohoyol V'Ishtani Ishtani. If Malchiyas is different than Zechaynes V'Shoifres, so 9 psukim would be sufficient. It's difficult to understand the Cheshbon of 9. Maybe later in the Sugya we'll have a shtickle beer in the Kasha of Rabbi Kivim. Tana Rabbana, minayin shaimrim ovei, shenema hobu lashem b'nei eilim, to mention the eisonei oretz, that's kora of oveis. Minayin shaimrim gvurei, shenema hobu lashem kovid v'oiz, the oiz is going on the gvuras Hashem. Minayin shaimrim kedushoi, shenema hobu lashem kvoid shmei, shtachvu lashem b'hadras kodesh. Minayin shoimer malchiyes zechaynes v'shoifres. Abelozer oimer dersiv shabosain zichrain teruwa mikro kodesh. So Abelozer said as follows. Shabosain ze kedushas hayoyim. That's speaking about kedushas hayoyim. Zichrain eilu zechaynes teruwa eilu shoifres. Mikra Kodesh Kadesheyu Basiyas Melochim. So, according to Rabbi Elazar, the first three words of the Psukim, of this Pasuk, are speaking about the Haskore, how the Shemoneh Esrei has to look. Shabbosain, you have to mention Kedushas Hayoyim. Zichrain, you have to mention Zichrainis. Truah, you have to mention Shoifres. That's what the Pasuk is speaking about. In the last word of the Pasuk, speaking about Mikra Kodesh, is speaking about Anhoge Katsheyu Ba'asiyas Melochim. But the first three words are speaking about the Nusach HaTfilah, what we have to be Maskia. Amalei Rabbi Kive, Mibnei Malei Neymar, Shabosain Shvois. No. He said, that what you're saying, this Pasuk is telling us, there's a mitzvah of Shvise and Tviyas Kores, so let's learn differently. Let's learn Shabbosain Shvois. Here it's telling me the mitzvah of Shvisa b'malachim. Sheboi posach hakosov tchila. That's what the posach starts, and Rashi says that the mitzvah of Shvisa comes before these haskoras. These haskoras are bayoim. So just like the posach starts with Shabbosain, so that means the yontev starts with Shvisa b'malachim, and later, the musaf, there's these three haskoras. Al Shabbos en Kachay Basis Meloche, Zikoren Eilu Zechaynais, Trua Elo Shaifres Mikra Kodesh Zu Kedushas Hayom. So the while we have a Mekoyer, that we have to be Masker Kedushas Hayom, we have to be Masker Zechoynes, we have to be Masker Shaifres. Minayin Sha'oimre Malchiyes. How do you know that there's a mitzvah to say, to be Masker Malchiyes? Tanya Rebbe Oimer, Ani Hashem Aleikeichem. Ani Hashem Aleikeichem is going on Matnes Aniyim. And then right afterwards it says, Uchsiv Ubachidish Hashvi, Izu Malchis. Bachidish Hashvi, then it says, Shabbosin Zichrin Truah Mikra Kodesh. That's this Pasuk. So, but it's Masmech to the Pasuk, Ani Hashem Aleikeichem. Ubachidish Hashvi is Umalchis. That we mask your Malchis, Bachidish Hashvi. Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda Omer Einei Tzorich. Arehu Omer is a different pasuk in Bamidbar, Boyelachem, Lezikorin, Lefnei Alekeichem. She'ain Tamalem Ani Hashem Alekeichem, Atamalem Ani Hashem Alekeichem. Zebo Noov Lecholmokim, Shenema Boy Zechoynes, Yemalchis Imoem. The Turiyeva wants to say that it could be the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva is dependent in the droshes how we learn out how we darshan the psukim. So he says as follows: Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri could be learned like Rabbi. That Malchius you learn out from Ani Hashem Alekeichem. That's Malchius. Now let's learn the, and he also learned like Rabbi Lozo. So Ani Hashem Alekeichem, then it says, Ubachidish Hashvi, Shabbosin Zichrin Truah Mikra Kodesh. So it's very interesting. The Pasuk says, Ani Hashem Alekeichem is Malchius. Then the Pasuk says, Shabbosin, which is Kedushas Hayoim, Zichrein is Zichreinis, and Trua is Shaifres. So the Torah was Masmech, Kedushas Hayoim, to, it's a, we have here four Haskores. We have Haskore of Ani Hashem Alekeichem, which is Malchias. Then it says, Bachoydish Hashvi, Shabbosayim, Haskore of Kedushas Hayoim, Askorav Zechoynis, Naskorav Shaifres. So the Torah, it seems, was Mavdil, Malchiyas, from Zechoynis and Shaifres. And the Torah was Masmir, Kedushas Hayoim, to Zechoynis and Shaifres. So that was the Svar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held, since the Torah was Mavdil, Malchiyas, from Zechoynis and Shaifres, the Torah was Masmir, Kedushas Hayoim to Zechoynis and Shaifres. So therefore, so just like Bezechoynis and Shaifres, you're Tekei and Kedushas Hayoim. And you mask your Malchis and you're not Tekei. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri learned. Rabbi Kiva, L'shitosei, Rabbi Kiva says, Mivnei ma'aloi neymar Shabbos, Mivnei ma'aloi neymar Shabbos and Shvois. Sheboi posach hakosav tchila al shabosin katshei basiyas meloche. So according to Rabbi Kiva, shabosin is not a haskore. Shabosin is an hoge, that you have to be shoivis mimloche. So the Torah in the haskore, the Torah was not mafrid, the haskore of Malchius from the haskore of Zechoynis. Okay, the Torah says, The Torah is masculine askor of Malchis. Then, as soon as we started with Rosh Hashanah, the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah of Shvise. Then we go back to the askoris. So, Emerson, there's no hefsik in the askoris. So, therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that one says Malchis v'tekeya. Zechoynis v'tekeya and Shaifres v'tekeya. Zok to Gemara weiter. Veheichon oimro l'kedushas hayoim. Now, where do we say kedushas hayoim? Tanya Rebbe oimer im hamalchiyos oimro. So Rebbe says, you say kedushas hayoim im hamalchiyos. That means as follows. Normally, Shemayna Esrei, Biyantiv, there are seven brachas. Shalosh Rishaynis, Shalosh Achaynis, and then there's the bracha Emtzoi, which is Kedushas Hayoyim, like Shabbos, you say Brachat Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos, that's the fourth bracha. So Rabbi Omer, Im HaMalchiyes Omro, that you say Kedushas Hayoyim, Im HaMalchiyes. Why? Not because Kedushas Hayoyim is a Shaychas with Malchiyes. No, Ma Motzino Bechol Mokim Berevies. Just like all the time, Kedushas Hayoyim is the fourth bracha, Avkan Berevies. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, the fourth bracha is also Malchiyes, so you say Malchiyes and Kedushas Hayoyim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Im Azichoynes Oimro. You say Kedushas Hayoyim, the fifth bracha, Im Azichoynes Oimro. Ma Motzino Bechol Mokim Beemtza, just like when there's a Shemayne Esrei of seven brachas. So Kedushas Hayoyim is the middle bracha. You have seven brachas, so the middle bracha is the fourth bracha, but the Iker is not fourth. The Iker is the middle bracha. Avkan Beemtza. So here we have nine brachas. So Memeil, it's the fifth bracha. Uchshikitshu Bezden Es Hashone Beushe. Yorad Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike lifnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike was the Baal Musaf. Va'oso ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And his Nusach was like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that you say, Malchiyos in Kedushas Hashem. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Malchiyos Kedushas Hashem v'koylo Malchiyos imoem. You say Kedushas Hashem and Malchiyos, and you're not tekeya. Later you say Kedushas Hayoyim, and you're tekeya. So that was that nusach Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike said. Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Omaloi Rabbi Shimon, by this after the davening, Omaloi Rabbi Shimon, lehoye noiging came biyavne. Mim zech nish gefir tazoi. Widen fir zech des nusach, des seila keb yechnen ben nuri. Le yoyim ha-sheini, we'll see the second year, Reish Hashone, yorad rab chanine benoi shal rab yoysi aglili, va osa ke rabbi kive. He already did like rabbi kive. That means he was tekeya after malchiyas. Omer rabbi shimon gamliel, Kacha yonoigim biyavne. Azoy mitzach kefir beim taten yavne. Yoso, we used to be tekeya after malchiyas. Fregt de gemore le memre de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel krabbe kive svirelei. Does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold like krabbe kive? Voho oma krabbe kive. Malchiyas im kedushas hayoyim omalohu. Rabbi Kiva held, that's what it says in the Mishnah, they say Malchiyos and Kedushas Hayoyim, so it comes out that's the fourth bracha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kedushas Hayoyim im Azichoynis Omalohu. That you say Kedushas Hayoyim, the fifth bracha, just like all the time Kedushas Hayoyim is Bemtza, so you also Kedushas Hayoyim is Bemtza. So there's a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if Kedushas Hayoyim is the fourth bracha or the fifth bracha. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was maskim to the nusach like Rabbi Kiva. And they said, Kedushas Hayoyim, the fourth bracha. Amar Rav Zeire, loymar shetoykim lemalchiyos. No, he was maskim to the Baal Tvile, not, that's a besondere sach. You stuck Kedushas Hayoyim in the fourth bracha, no, that I'm sich nicht gefiert azoi, aber al kalponim, that you were tekeya le malchiyas, that I agree with you. That means the nusach that you said was, I'm not 100%, I don't 100% agree with the nusach also, but al kalponim, that way you tekeya le malchiyas, das am sich gefiert in Yavna also. Liyoyim ha-sheini yored rabchanine. מי שני, אילמה יונטב שני. It's very interesting why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel didn't speak to the Baal Tfilis before the davening what nusach they're going to say. Al koponim, the liyoma sheni yod rab chanine. In fact, the Gemara mai sheni, ilayme yontev sheni, the memre davru le'elu, v'omar rab chanine bar kahane mimeis ezra ve'eilach le'metzino elu ma'uba. Omar rab chizde mai sheni, liyom sheni l'shona haba. The next year, yorad rabbi chanine. Let us see Rashi. Ani Hashem Alekeichem, Dolani V'Gel Taz, V'Samachai B'Chodesh Hashvi, Zichra In Truhe, Ani Hashem Alekeichem, Alosh Ani Odin Lachem. Avkan Be'emtza, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that Kedushu Sayyem Shbi Be'emtza, V'ayoyim Teisha Baruches Haim, V'ayim Rabach Mishes. Yorad Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike lefnei hateve, lefi shem mitzveh lehispalel b'mokim nomuch, ketoni yorad. That's why, mimamakim krasicha Hashem, that's why the Baal Tfilo is called yorad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri de Masnisin, that he wasn't takei after Malchius. Loikach hoyunoigim b'yavne b'mei abo k'shoises anhedrum shom. We didn't have this nusach. Zog the Mishnah weiter, ein poichsin mei asore malchiyois. We don't say less than l'chatchilais, as one should say 10 psukim for malchiyos, mei asore zechoines, mei asore shoifreis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, im Omar Gimel Gimel Mikulon Yotzo. So the Ritva says that this is Lechatchila, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri of our Mishnah holds also a Peichsen Me Asara Malchias. But the Yeved, im Omar Gimel 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 Mikulon Yotzo. Exactly what this means we'll see in the Gemara. Frag the Gemara, Hani Asara Malchias Kneged Mi Me. What's the cheshbon, this number 10? Omar Rebbe, Kineged Asore Hilulim, Sheomar David B'Sefer Tilim. David HaMelech said 10 Hilulim, so Memeila, that's why we say 10 Psukim of Malchis. Frakti Gemara Hilulim Tuvahave. There's more than 10 Hilulim that David HaMelech said in Tilim. And the Gemara Hanoch d'chsiv behu aleluhu b'seika sheifa. So Rashi says Hanoch d'chsiv behu aleluhu b'seika sheifa. Hanoch t'alelu keil b'kotche. He says in this capital there are 10 ilulim. So he said 10. We say 10 l'shayne shel malchiyus k'neged the 10 ilulim of this capital, of the last capital in Tilim. Perhaps to understand a little better what connection 10 psukim of Malchius have to these 10 hilulim, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner says in Ruach Chaim that these 10 psukim are mechuven keneged asorim amorei sheboi nivra ha'ilom. And the first Hillel is Hallelu Keil Bekotshoi Gavoya Ma'al Gavoya. This is the first Maimer, which the first, the Hascholos Habriye, which is Gavoya Hallelu Keil Bekotshoi. The last Hillel is Halleluhu Betzilzalei Srua. So he says, Amayra de Ketaych, the Gemara says, Teruah is genuchi gonach o yeluli yolil. Teruah is a lotion of tzar, of pri. He said, that's Olam Hazeh. That's the mouse of Olam Hazeh. So that means the capital starts with hilul on the highest darge, and it ends up, goes b'hadroge, till the last hilul is the hester of Olam Hazeh. Hester of Elam Hazar, which is Genuchi Golach, or Yeluli Yolil. And perhaps the way he's saying Pshat is, so David HaMelech is telling us that Afilu Betzilzela Yisrua, there's a matzav of Genuchi Gonach, or Yeluli Yolil, also should be Halleluhu. Like the Gemara says in Broches, Palakim Mahalo Dover, Bashem Mahalo Dover, Shem Shemabochem ala Toive, Kach Mabochem ala Rod, Zachiev Hillel, Afilu, and the Genuchi Gonach, a Yeluli Yolil. Al Kaponim, the way, the way Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains this capital, so the capital is speaking about the Mechuvin Kineged, the 10 Dargis, and Mechuvin Kineged Asorim Amorish by Nivra Ilam, we're speaking about from the highest Dargit to the greatest, to the lowest Dargit, the greatest Hester. So we can understand, so there should be Asorah Lashoin, Asorah Malchias Kineged, these 10 Dargis, that Klaisos Mamlech, the Rabbeinu Shalom, and all Eilames from the Kael Bekotshoi till Betziltzalei Srua. And Rashi says, Hanach the Sibu Alu Beseika Shoiv, Hanach the Alu Kael Bekotshoi. So he says, there it says Beseika Shoifo, so that's this capital. Rav Yosef Omar Kineged Aseres Hadibreis. Shenemru loy lemoyshe besinai. So we say asara leshainais of malchiyes keneged aseres hadibres. So Rashi says keneged aseres hadibres, tersibu nami shayfer. There was also a shayfer by the aseres hadibres. So memeila, so just like there was eser dibres, see there should be eser malchiyes. So Rashi is Veloishma Tio, I never heard this pshat, but that's the connection. Ela Risiya bi Yisoid Rabbeinu Yitzhak ben Yehuda. The Rishash is Moira, he says, from Rashi it would seem the whole connection that Asor Elish Malchiyus, we say, Keneged Aseres Hadibris, is because by the Seres Hadibris there was a Shaifah, and by Malchias, we blow Shaifer, and Malchias v'Tekeya. So Memela, that's why we say, 10 Psukim. So the Rishash asks, he would say differently. He would say, perhaps, we maskir 10 Lashaynis, Kneged Aseres Hadibris, Lahaskir Schus, Kabolosainu. So we were Mekabel Aseres Hadibris. And he brings Rashi Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says there that that the Musaf, the Tomid Shal Beinu Abayim, the Shira was Kol Hashem Yochel Midbo. Rashi says LaHaskir Schus Kol Shayfrei Shal Matan Teire. So we see there's an Indian to Rosh Hashanah to be Maskir Schusim of Matan Teire. That's why we say Kol Hashem Yochel Midbo. So he says that's why he say Keneged Aseres Hadibros to be Maskil the Schus of the Kabbalah of Aseres Hadibros. So that's what the Rishash is Moira. Tachsich Meir that we can be Mechalik between the Gemara before and our Gemara. And that's what Rashi had to say. What Rashi had to say. Before we're speaking about there's a mitzvah to say Shira. By the Tomid Shalbeinu Abayim, you say Bishas the Nesachim, you say Shire. That's the mitzvah to say Shire. What Shire should we say? So that's understandable. Fakert a Shire that is Pasig Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah is Pasig to be Ma'ira the Schus of Kabbalah Satayre, so other rabbis say such a Shire. Very good. That means the mitzvah is to say Shire. That's the mitzvah. What shire? Klal Yisrael has a choice what shire to be boicher. So fakert, l'tayel is Klal Yisrael, this is a very good shire to say, Kol Hashem Yochel Midbo, which is maskir the schus of the shayfres of Matan Torah. Here there's a mitzvah to say Asore Psukim Shal Malchiyas. There's Asore Psukim. Let's put it differently. The Torah says that one should be Maske Malchiyas. The Shaila is, how many Psukim have to be said? So, Lachaira, here the Shaila is, the Torah told us to be Maske Psukim Shal Malchiyas, and the Shaila is, how many Psukim does the Torah want us to be Maske? Here it's snapshots, here it's not our choice. It's not our choice. Well, we'll say 10 to be Ma'irel, the Schus from Kabbalah's Torah. It's not our choice. We hear the Dian is, what was the Mechuvin? How many Psukim did the Torah want to be said for Malchias? That's the Chayre, the Shaila. So, forget, so that's where Rashi says, let's give a Shtikal Agdome. Perhaps this is a dimion to our Gemara, to what Rashi says. The Mishnah says, further on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, Ha'iva lifnei ha-teve b'yontev shel Rosh Hashanah, Hasheini matkia. The Mishnah says that the Baal Musaf is matkia. Hasheini, not the Baal Shachis, the Baal Musaf. A very interesting lashon, Hasheini matkia. L'chayra p'idigdik, it should have said, Hasheini toikeya. So the Ritva brings Rav Haigoin, that Rav Haigoin said, he said a lashon matkia, because l'chatchile, the Baal Musaf should not be toikeya. Because he might be toye, might become a vulvul. So, but it's preferable that the Baal Tvila should not be toikeya. That's, he says, a lashon matkia. The Ritva says a different bior in the lashon of matkia. Shemevorech brachis atvila, the sheini, the shatz, says biches atvila, shamalchi yisachinis v'shoifris, and v'brachis elu hu ameivi atkias. That means like we had a lashon in Rabbi Kiva, Lama Oimer Malchias. It seems the Malchias, the Psukim Malchias, are a sibe to say Shaifre, to be Tekeya. Imrofani Malchias, Zechainis for Shaifres, Ubame be Shaifer. It seems that there's a connection that Tekeya Shaifer has a kesher to the Amiris Malchias. The Shaifer is Mesav of the Amire, or the Amire is Mesav of the Tkiye. About Kaponim, there's a connection. That's why it says that Hasheini Matkiya, the Broches, that the Shat says, that's Mesav of that we should be Tekeya now. So could be that's the Tzushtel. The Tzushtel was, just like the Aseres HaDibris was Mesav of Tkiye Shaifer, so Mamela, the Asara Lashainish, Asara Lashainish Al Malchiyais is Mesavev also at Kiya Shaifa. That means we need Limudim. This is not our, for Artai Elis. We're clearing what is Pshat in the Torah. The Torah told us to say Psukim. How many Psukim the Torah want us to say? So we have a Limud from the Shaifa of Matan Torah. Just the Sefer Matan Torah, there was a Amira of Aseres HaDibris, so the Sefer of Rosh Hashanah is Amira of Asara L'Shainish or Malchis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Keneged Asara Mamore Shebehen Nivra Oilam. Hai Ninu Vayoymer, the Bereshis. Where do we find 10 Mamores? These are the 10 times it says Vayoymer. Like the Gemara Tesavu, like the Gemara, there's only 9 Vayomers, and for the Gemara Bereishis Nami Maimahu, the Sibid Bar Hashem
Shemayim Nasu.
That the Shemayim was also Nasu Al Yedei Dibo. The Marsha is Magdir Teich Dvorov. That by Emerson, there's a difference between the Briya Shemayim Vaoretz, which was also Idei Maimah, Bereishis Nami Maimahu, and all the other 9 Vayomers. The first Briya, Rashi brings down Bereshis Bore Elokim Eis HaShemayim Shemayim Betol Deiseyim Ve'oretz Betol Deiseyim. That was a Briya Yesh Me'ayin. That was the first Briya. The other nine Amirais, the other nine Amores was a Briya of Yesh Me'yesh. That means that B'Koyach already there was in the Shemayim Tilde Shemayim, the Oretz Tilde Sa'oretz. Then later was a bri of yesh miyesh, taitse ya'oretz, tatshe ya'oretz, that was already a bri of yesh miyesh. So it's very good why the Torah was mavdil between the bri of shemayim ba'oretz and the other nine mamores. The tzlach brings down pshat, that the first two lashaynes of the Gemara, it seems the limud was from the shayfa. That means it's connected asara hilulim shamar David. In this capital it says halu b'seika shayfa. So tkiya shayfa, just like that, is that this ten hilulim which mentions tkiya shayfa. So there should also be a Sara L'Shainis when there's a Tkiya Shaifa. And the second limud was from a Saras Hadibras, there was a Rashi says also, there was a Tkiya Shaifa, Bishasta, the Amir of the Saras Hadibras. So there should be a Sara L'Shainis, Bishas Tkiya Shaifa. The third limud, has no Shaiches at all with Tkiya Shaifa. A Sara Mamoris Nivra Oilam, and Rashi says, Parosh Hashanah. That means the connection to the Asara Mamoris was because the Olam was Nivra Parosh Hashanah. So Memela Parosh Hashanah, we should say, Ten Lashonos connected the Briyas Olam, which was Basara Mamoris. So the Tzlach wants to say that perhaps with this we can understand Rabbi Kiva's Taine to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that he says Malchiyos ve'enei tekeya, then he says Zechaynus ve'tekeya. So Rabbi Kiva asked him, if he's not tekeya by Malchiyos, why do you say 10 psukim, say 9 psukim? So it's very unclear what is pshat in Rabbi Kiva's kasha. So he says be'emesin in these first two limudim, that the limud of 10 is taketoli in shayfa. There's a Shefer, there's a Sarah, a Sarah Sadibres, there's a Lubisaika Shefer, there's a Sarah Hilulim. So we see there's a Kesher of Eser with the Kiya Shefer. The third Limud, which Taka doesn't mention Shefer, there's nine Mamorim and Abereshes. So that was Rabbi Kiva's Kashe. Since the Amira of Malchius is not Mekusher to Shaifa, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so then it should be, and we see that the Torah differentiated between the Lashonos of the Asara Mamoris, there's nine Vayomers, and one is Bereishis Nami Maimer. So Memela, that was the Kasha, so Malchiyah should not have the same mispar of psukim like Zechaynus and Shaifres, because Zechaynus was Shaifres, we see the Torah was Mekasha, 10, the mispar of 10, when the Shaifres Shemat and Torah, Halu B'Seika Shaifres, Masha Einkein, if Malchiyah says no Shaifres with Shaifres, so then the whole limit could only be from Asara Mamoris, and Asara Mamoris is really 9 and 1. So if it gets to differentiate between the Malchiyos and Zechaynus, there should only be 9 psukim. So we can understand a little bit the kasha of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer im Omar Sholesh Sholesh Mikulon Yotza. If he said Sholesh Sholesh Mikulon, he's also Yotza. Ibailo Eichik Toni. What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mean? Shalosh min ha-Teire, Shalosh min ha-Neviim, v'Shalosh min ha-Ksuvim. Tahavu Teisha, v'Ike b'Nayu Chod. So it comes out that Anakama says, Ein Pechsen mi Asora Malchies? Jolz, nein. Eidul me echad min a Teure, ve echad min a Biyim, ve echad min a Ksuvim, Babalai Sholish. Jolz, you have to say three psukim. We can be Nayu Tuve. Let us see Rashi. Heichik Toni, Haider Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Sholish Mikulam, Hai Mikulam de Koma Aman Koi, A Teure Neviim Uksuvim Koi, Ta Mikulo Oma, because you say Malchi is a Chaynis and Shaifres Mikulo Oma, Kedisnan, that's the next Mishneh, Masril Beteure Mashlem Benovi, it means you say Ksuvim also, Bahochi Koma, so the next Mishneh says you say Teure Neviim Uksuvim, Bahochi Koma, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Im Omar, Sholosh min ha-Teira, Sholosh min ha-Nevi'im, Sholosh min ha-Ksuvim, Mikolachas vachas yotze. Leipoli gada Rabbonan, on the Tanakama, Elo Achode, De'ino Omri Asore, V'yomar Tishe. Oidulme, Hai, Gimel, Gimel, Amalchiyos, V'zichoynes, V'shoifreskoi. It's not going on Teira, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Hagimel gimel malchias v'chaynis v'sheviskoi. Sholosh l'malchias. You say three psukim for malchias. Sholosh l'chaynis v'sholosh l'sheviskoi. Havelu achas min ha-Teira, achas min ha-Nevi'im, achas min ha-Ksuvim. So what is the sholosh going on? Teira Nevi'im Ksuvim or z'chaynis malchias z'chaynis and sheviskoi? Toshma. Disanya in pechasin me asora malchias. Yesora Zachinis Mesora Shaifris, Mimomar Sheva Mikulon Yotso Kneged Shiva Riki. That's what the Tanakama holds. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, Apeches Leivches Misheva, Mimomar Sholosh Mikulon Yotso Kneged Teir Levim Miksuvim, Ramula Kneged Kanon Levim Yisraelim. So from here we see that he really means three psukim in Gansam. What's the Rai? Let us see Rashi. Lo yivchais mi sheva, v'yisalket baitoch, sholish min ha-Teira, v'sholish min ha-Nevi'im, v'sholish min ha-Ksuvim. So if sholish means, b'di'evid yoyotze, if you said nine psukim, l'chol echad ve'echad, אם כן שבע, אז הלכתחילה נמי שבע מן התאירה, ושבע מן הנביאים, ושבע מן הכסובים. אבל רבי יחם בנורי מייסף, so comes that he's מייסף on the Tanakama. And it's not משמע like that. It's משמע that רבי יחם בנורי is מייקו. So ממילא, so we say, according to רבי יחם בנורי, it is sufficient one פסק מן התאירה, one מן הנביאים, one מן הכסובים. אומר, Avuna Mashmul, Allahi Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that one pasuk is sufficient. Zogt de Mishnah weiter, Ein maskirin Malchies, Zechaynes, Veshoifres, Shalperonies. Masril beteire, Umashlim benovi. You start beteire, Mashlim benovi, Rabbi Yishema, Im Hishlim beteire, Yotza. Zogt Rashi, zogt Tosfos, Maschil beteure, Mesayim benovi. Vim taima, Bechol duchte mashme de nevi, Odev miksuvim. Kidoma, Kosov beteure, Vishoni banaviim, Umishulush baksuvim. So, we magdem neviim teksuvim. Vohochi koma kro, Kroi dechsivi, Biksuvi bereishe. Vohode benavi. Maschel beteure, then you say ksuvim, and then you say neviim. Yeshloima, mishum dekroi de tehillim, mishlei ve'iyev, kodmu le neviim. That means the reason we are maschel ksuvim before neviim is not because they're more choshev, nor in zman they were said before the neviim, which we bring down in neviim. Why are we mashlim b'teire? If the cheshbon is zman, so we're magdim the zman, so why are we mashlim b'teire, which was said before all of them? Tavdinin k'rab yaisi, k'namrinim b'gmora, mashlim b'teire, zorez ha-meshubach, וכן היו וסיקן היסן סרץ אך חשבן דאור משלם בתאירה. But the hakdome of ksuvim lenevi'im is, since they were said mugdim bizman, so we also magdim it, in the seida amiros, they were magdim amiras ksuvim l'amiras nevi'im. Zokte gemore weiter. Malchiyois kegoin chayoni, the Mishnah said, we don't say malchiyos shel peronius. What's called Malchi Yishal Peronis, Kegoyim, Chayoni Numa Hashem Alekim, Emloi Biyot Chazoke, Uvizroya Netuyo, Uvecheimo Shvucho, Emloi Chalech. So speaking about a Malchi Yis of Cheimo Shvucho, Va'aval Gavda Omar Rab Nachman Kolki Hay Rischo, Lirtach Kutsha Barichu Alon V'Lifru Kino, that means it's worth it. Let it be. Let it be a chayim shvucha, but let it be emlech aleichem. Aber given the berischa amol, since this pasuk was said berischa, atkuri rischa bereishat eloi matkerina. That is not the ideal psuk in pasuk that should be said bereishat. So that is a malchiyos of peronius. Zikorim. Kigoyim vayiskel kibosa heima. The pasuk says, "Until them vayiskel kibosa heima ruach heilech velo yoshuv." The Mefarshim explain pshat in pasuk vayiskel. The Rebbein Shalom remembers kibosa heima. The muchen lachtoi, the whole bahus, the megushim, the roidfei taive. Vayisker ki bosarim, the whole mahus of a boss of a dom is megushim and is muchan lechet, ruach hoilech velo yoshuv. Merdek pshat Metzuda says, the yetzer hara is hoilech min ha'odom. B'shas mise, he's not here forever. He only has a short zman to do his job. Lo yoshevoid, leze yarbe lo hosis es ha'odom bo'idei chai. Since the Yetzer Hara knows that he only has a short time to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, so Memele packs it in. So the Pasuk is speaking about the shiflus ha'odom, boser heima, ruach heilech v'lo yoshev. So that's considered as a zikorin of peronius. Shayfar kegoin tiku shayfar bagiva. Here the Mefarshim Shirashi says sheyizoru lishoma min cherev agayosri sheyovei aleihem. That's a shayfar shel peronius. Aval im bo loimer malchus zikorin v'shayfar shel peronius sheloivdei kechavim oimer. That he could say. Malchus kegoin Hashem Moloch Yirgizu Amin. Kegoin Hashem Melech Oilam Vod of the Goyim Me'artzai. Zikorim kegoin Zacher Hashem Livnei Edoim. Shoifa kegoin Vashem Melechim Vashoifa Yitoka Vaholach Besaris Taimon. Vasiv Hashem Tzvokais Yogin Aleim. So the Turi Evan explains that even though the Gemara said that one is permitted to mention Malchi is the Chaynis and Shaifres of Peroni Yishalakum, but the Gemara understood that in the Peroni Yishalakum there has to be a Toive for Klal Yisrael. So Memele Hashem Molach Yirgzuamim, or Hashem Melech Avod of the Goyimi outside, this is a Teiva for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, by the third Pasuk, Hashem Melechim B'Shefer Yitoka, the Gemara brings, what's the Teiva of Klal Yisrael? Hashem Tzvokeis, Yogin Aleyem, that in the Peronius of Umis Olam, will be a Teiva for Klal Yisrael. Steht weiter, ein Maskirin Zikorin Shal Yochit. Zichoinus has to be a Zikorin of a Tzibo. Ba'afilu l'toive. Kegoin zocheini Hashem b'rtzayin hamech, kegoin zocheli alaka l'toive. Pigdainis, what about, is one yoitze by mentioning a lotion of pekide? Zive machlekes tanoin. The Rabbi Yossi says, pigdainis areyen kizachoinis, kegoin vashem pokad esora, kegoin pokad pokati eschem divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einon Kizechoinis. A Loshen Pekide is not sufficient. It's not like Zechoinis. The Marsha explains that that Pekide is the Loshen of Pekide is Pekide's Inyan Ma Bizman Ma. It's a Pekide on a certain Inyan and a certain zman, for a certain zman. The yoim pogdi, matasul yoim pkude, that means in a certain zman there's a pkide. Zechire is a dovot midi, ze zichri ledoyer, zikon of ne Hashem tomid. So Rabbi Yossi holds that since the zechreinis are necessary, a loshim pkide, I'm sorry, fakert. Rabbi Yossi holds pekdoines kezechoines, and Rabbi Yehuda holds pekdoines anak kezechoines. Frag de gemol, Rabbi Yossi nehei nami de pekdoines areyen kezechoines, even though pekdoines areyen kezechoines, aber vashem poka de sore pekodn de yochidi, this is a schir of a yochid. We had mentioned before, you need a schir of a rabbin. And for the Gemara, given the also Rabbim Mino ki Rabbim Damye. That since from this Schira of Hashem Pokad Asore, Klal Yisrael came about from this Schira, so Mamela, this is equivalent to a Schira of a Rabbim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Siyu Sha'orim Roshaychem, Vinosu Pisra Yoilom, Vyovei Melech HaKovid. Mize Melech HaKovid, Hashem Isus V'Giber, Hashem Giber Melchome. Now in this Pasuk we have two Haskores of Melech. Vyovei Melech HaKovid, Mize Melech HaKovid. The Vaita Shteit, Su Shor Moshechem Su Pisra Yoilom, Vyovei Melech HaKovid. Mi Uze Melech HaKovid, Hashem Tzvokais, Umelech HaKovid Tzela. The second Pasuk, we have three Haskores. Is Rishayna Shtayim, so Rabbi Yossi says, the first Pasuk, since there's two Haskores, so it can be used for two Psukim, you don't need the whole Pasuk for Malchias. There's two Haskores of Malchias in the first Pasuk, so that can be used for two Psukim. Shniya Sholich, the second Pasuk has three Haskores, that can be used for three Pesukim, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishayna Achas, Shniya Shtayim. The Loshen, Mize Melech HaKovid, is, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, that is not sufficient to be used as a Pasuk for Malchias. Zamru elikim zameiru, zamru le malkeinu zameiru, ki melech kol haoretz elikim. Shtayim, divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi holds le malkeinu, and melech kol haoretz. So there's two times Malchus is mentioned, some a mele, so it's good for two psukim. Rabbi Yehuda ima achas. Why achas? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, let's see what Rashi says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rishayna Achas Shniya Shtayim Mihu Zeh Melech HaKovid Lav Miminyona. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when it is mentioned Beloshen Sheila, it is not sufficient for Malchias. Zamru LaMalkeinu LeKachoshiv Rabbi Yehuda Delay Amlichtei Ela Al Uma Achas. Rabbi Yehuda holds Malkeinu is not sufficient for Malchias, because it's only, we're mentioning Malchias al Klal Yisrael, not Anum Esayla. Melech Kol Haoretz, that's Malchias. But Malkeinu is not Malchias, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vishavin bim Melech Alekim al Goyim, Alekim Yoshav, al Kisei Kotshoi, Shehi Achas. That Yoshav al Kisei Kotshoi is not Malchias. Melech Alekim al Goyim is Malchias. So the Turiyevan explains even though Melech Elokim Al Goyim, it does not include Klal Yisrael. Al Goyim. So he says, Safilu Rabbi Yehuda held that Malkeinu is not Malchiyes, because it's only Mamlech, the Rebbein Shalom and Klal Yisrael. He says, because Klal Yisrael is a miyut of the world. So Memel, that's not called Malchiyes. Aba Melech Elokim Al Goyim, which we're speaking about Umeis, the whole Umeis Ha'olam, besides Klal Yisrael, that already is considered Malchiyes. Zikorain sheyesh by trua. What is if you have a posik which mentions zichrinus and mentions shayfres kegain? Shabbosain zichrin trua mikra kodesh. So Rabbi Yossi says oimri ma zichrinus. You can say it ima zichrinus, but oimri ma shayfres. So same as clause, if it means if for either one is good, it could use for both. But it's good, Taisus, there's a chayin, there's a shayfer, so this pasuk is good for both chiyuv. Rabbi Yehuda eina eimra elema zechaynes bilvat. As we'll see in Rashi, he holds trua does not mean shayfers. Malchus sheyesh imay trua kegayin Hashem aleikav imay esruas melech boy. Eimra ima malchus v'eimri ma shayfers, divi Rabbi Yosi. But that true, it has no shaykhis with shayfris. True, shayn ima loiklum, kigayin yayim true yir lachem, is aimri ma shayfris, divi Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda aimer, aina aimra kol iker. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds true, if it mentions shayfris, that is andish. True is not good where we have to mention shayfris. Let us see Rashi. Zamul Makenel Kachoshim Abidulam Lichte Allah Al Umma Achas Malkeinu. Vishavin Bemolach Alekim Veloi Monin and Yoshev Al Kisei Kotshei Beloshin Malchus. The Turiyevin says that we have Yamachloikis if Malkeinu is good for Malchus. Rabbi Yosi holds it's good for Malchus, even though it's only Umahachas, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no. So the Turiyevin says that what the Gemara said before, Malchi Yishal Peronis, Chayoni Nium Hashem Alekim Umlei Biyad Chazok, Ibizreinu Tuya Vechem Ishpucha Emlech Aleichem, it's no good because it's Malchi Yishal Peronis. Aber on Peronis, it would be good. Why is it good? It's Emlech Aleichem, it's only Malchi Yishan Klal Yisrael, it's not Malchi Yishan on the world. So the Turiyevin says that this Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi says Malkeinu also is Hashem Malchiyus, and Memele is going according to Rabbi Yosi. So Rashi weiter, v'shavim b'molach alekim loymenin in Yosha v'kisei kodshe b'loshen Malchus. Ein ha'oim ra'alim is achaynes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tru alav loshen shayfchesu. Ademaskir Shaifa Bahedya. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Maschil Betoire Umashlim Benovi. We hear in the Mishnah that according to the Tanakame, he starts Bepsukim Shal Toire in these Mashlim Benovi, in the middle he said Ksuvim. Rabbi Yosi Aimer im Hishlim Bateira Yotzi was Messiah Bateira Yotzi. In fact, the Gemara Hishlim, the Evid in, Lechatchila, one should not be Mashlim Bateira. Basani Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Ha Mashlim Bateira Areza Meshubach. And for the Gemara Aimer, not im Hishlim, Mashlim. In fact, the Gemara im Hishlim Ktonu, the Evid in Lechatchila Loi, Ochikama. Maschil b'teira o mashlim b'novi. The Tanakama holds you are mashlim b'novi. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, mashlim b'teira. Different girsa. You mashlim b'teira. Ve'im. The ve'im is going to mashlim b'novi yotze. Tanya nami hochi, omer Rabbi Loza, b'Rabbi Yosi, vosikin hoyu mashlimin oiso b'teira. They were mashlim b'teira. So comes out according to Rabbi Yosi Lechatchila, one should be mashlim b'teira. So it comes out that you have to say four psukim Like this, we had Shloisha Shal, Teira Shloisha Shal, Ksum Shloisha Shal Nevi'im, and Yamashlam Batayr, see if they're four psukim of Malchias in the Teira. Pek the Gemara, Bishlaim is Zichreinis Vishayf Rasiketuve. There's a lot of psukim. Ela Malchias Tlasodab, there's only three psukim in the Teira which mentions Malchias. Hashem Alakavimai, Suas Melech Boy, Vahibishuran Melech, Shem Yimlech Loilam Vot. In fact, the Gemara Ba'anan Ba'inan Esa, according to Rabbi Yossi, you need a fourth one. Veleke, Amarafune, Toshma, Shema Yisrael Hashem Alakeinu, Hashem Echod, Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi that holds that Yamashlam B'Teire, he grats hold that the first Pasuk, Krishma is Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Einei Malchus. V'yodata yoyim v'sheivoy su el levavecha ki Hashem olakim ein oid malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, einei malchus. Ata reis oladats ki Hashem olakim ein oid movadoi malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, einei malchus. Manan bin Esa, let us see Rashi. Well, before, Maschel b'teire u'mashlim b'neviim b'ksuvim b'ntayim. Hoye mashlim b'teire dabulu arba min ha'teire shalosh b'tchila v'achas b'soif. Anabin en esa v'arba mem teire dekoma Rabbi Yossi mashlim